A Connecticut woman has earned her spot in the Guinness Book of World Records. She is the most covered by tattoos person in the world.
Yay.
Congratulations.
Her body has been covered by tattoos. Here's the percentage of her body that's covered by tattoos. 99.98% of her body, including her eyes, her tongue, her gums, have been covered in tattoos.
Now, this is all ink. This isn't just piercings.
It's all ink, and she also has 89 body modifications. She was awarded the records for most tattooed person and most body modifications as well for a woman. She had 89 body modifications.
Well, this begs the question, where is she not inked?
I was trying to think. If it's 99.98.
Because you know she's pierced down there.
Nails? Well, she's definitely pierced in her...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Probably got the taint area covered.
Mm-hmm.
What about the BH?
That must be the only area.
Is that too risky?
No, they do that.
They will tattoo a BH?
Yeah. We've talked about this before, actually.
We have?
Mm-hmm. I think we even played...
How could I forget something like
that? I'm going to look it up. I think we even played some audio of a woman getting her BH tattooed.
No.
I mean, yeah. I understand backside is one thing.
Yeah, but BH? Well, they'll bleach it. They'll bleach it for you.
That's different.
That's true.
I mean, you're not injecting a needle into the area.
By the way, my painful rectal itch is starting to come back. I think it's the stress. I think it's the events of late July, and because I've tripled up on Diet Coke.
It's the Diet Coke.
I'm having six a day.
Mm-hmm.
But that's all related to the events of late July. Every bit of that. At the moment
you're coping.
Listen, I walked out of here on July 31st and drove directly to a convenience store and bought myself a can of Diet Coke.
You never do that.
That's mm-hmm. right. I bought that can of Diet Coke as soon as I left here, and that weekend I was up to five a day, and I'm up to six now. I don't make apologies for
yeah.
it. You know, but my butthole's itching again.
That's exactly what it is. We know it's
what
whatever.
If they have to put that on the can as like a side effect,
like a cigarette
because of your BH. Yeah. Coca-Cola will have to amend its own cans.
Yes,
I think it's because of what's in Diet Coke. It's not aspartame. It's something else.
I think it is aspartame.
I think it is.
Yeah, it is.
I think your butthole's allergic to that.
It may be, because I'm out and I'm going today directly to the store to buy it. That's as soon as I leave here. I mean,
you're going to get an 18 pack, a 20 pack, 36?
If I go to Costco, I'll get a 36 pack, but I'll go to the grocery store instead today and get one of those 20. There's a 24 pack, like a fridge pack, and I just can't do with it. Now, eventually, I'll quit again, but for right now, my nerves are on edge. My mother used to say my nerves are real, real bad right now, and I can't even steady my hand right now, okay?
But it gives you the squirrely ass.
Worth it.
Worth it.
Yeah.
Worth it for that burn of Diet Coke going down.
I think we're pinpointing here.
I agree.
I think you're allergic to aspartame.
What about the stress? I mean, I've been under a lot of stress since the event of late July. You know that.
Yeah, but I don't think.
The two in combo.
Mm-hmm. But see, you've had the itch even when you weren't stressed.
You're right.
But the common denominator here is you're always on soda.
You might be right. That might be what's doing it. So the woman, if she's not, it's got to be like her front butt.
Or is there a part of your ear that you can't tattoo?
Inside the ear? I mean, I saw her. She is, I mean, she looks.
Just blue?
I think it's just
her
nails.
She looks like a blue. Yeah. She looks like she's in Blue Man Group.
Right.
Yeah.
The tops of her fingers?
Just the actual nail part.
I mean, you can't.
But you can paint those.
You
can
paint them.
I don't know if you can ever tattoo. Can you even tattoo
them? You can't
them?
Have your nails tattooed, can you?
I wouldn't think so.
I bet she does, she paints them and puts some message on the nails. You know?
I mean, you could, those because your nails grow.
Yeah. I mean, I see her and I'm just like, oh, my God, you know, how can you do that? 99.98%.
I wonder
of your body.
At what point she decided to go for it.
Go all the way? I bet she was half tattooed, like her 50% of her body. She was like, I'm just going to do this. You know, this is what I'm going to be. I've got a condom story here. They say now health experts are saying you should change condoms during sex if you last more than 30 minutes. The condom wears down over 30 minutes time and you should stop and change it.
No need.
This is for a very select few.
Yeah.
Next story.
Very... You still have 3 minutes on this story.
For the love of God, women are saying, please finish.
Yeah, 30 minutes.
30 minutes? That's uncomfortable for everybody.
There's no point in going 30 minutes.
Now we're opening ourselves up for inevitable email. Always go an hour.
Yeah.
Leave my lady overly pleasured.
Yeah. We do get a lot of that.
She's still preheating at 30.
Yeah.
Oh.
Stop. You don't need to tell us that.
Preheating. Gross. They say several pharmacies have said, after 30 minutes.
Pharmacies
are saying.
They're not even sexologists.
After 30 minutes, it wears down.
Mm. Is that regardless of condom? Because there are tons of different styles.
They said regardless of condom, you should. The friction can wear them down and make them more likely to break. So after 30 minutes, get a fresh one. Get a new one. Boy, I think that's a very, very few people that do that. The story, this is tattoos as well. There is a gentleman who has, he says, a botched tattoo. Remember the lady who went in for a tattoo? And she was going to get her first tattoo, and she was so...
Was it the woman who found it too painful?
Too painful to do. Ow! This is the tattoo.
Next time you move, you're going to mess up your tattoo because I'm fixing to commit to it. Okay.
All right. Ah! Remember, they barely touched her. They barely even touched her.
She was screaming when the gun wasn't going.
Yeah, it wasn't even. They hadn't even come near her skin yet.
Ow! Ow! Wait. I can't take it.
Tony, sorry, the past even started yet?
She never got it. I think she walked out of there with a
couple of dots.
Yeah, that's all she had. Now there is a guy named Samvel Sarizian. He was in New York City and decided to get a tattoo on the west side of Manhattan. Apparently, this spot is fairly famous because they have tattooed Nick Cannon, 50 Cent, some other celebrities. And this is the place that it's Inked magazine has said, this is the spot to get it. But this guy goes in, he's 30 years old. Wanted a whole back tattoo and was really upset with it. When they started it, he's like, this looks terrible. It was blurry, he thought. He wanted a scene. And he said when it came out, it was a patchy image with blurred features. He had people from his family on his back, and they had distorted facial features. And he said, this is not right. So he's suing over the tattoo. His lawyer says he's had nothing but stress since then. You know, he sees it, and it's awful.
I wonder how many Diet Cokes he's drinking today.
Exactly. He paid $7,500.
Yeah, for a full back?
For the full back tattoo.
Yeah.
And so he wants his money back and then some because he says, now the tattoo artist, for what it's worth, said, it's not done. This was like it was a process where you had to come back over and over and over again. And the guy says, I'm not coming back. You've butchered me here. You know, this is terrible. So I'm wondering if.
You almost want to lean with the expert.
I think so because. Not only is he an expert, apparently he's like one of the best, you know, or at least that place is one of the best. He said, at one point I looked at my back in the mirror and I had major concerns about what I saw, so I wasn't going to let them do any more shoddy work on me. But the tattoo artist said, you have to come back tomorrow and again, and he didn't do it. So I don't think he's going to win that lawsuit.
I don't know.
I don't think. But the lawyer says, why would you let somebody do work that you're not happy with keep on doing the work that you're not happy with, you know? I don't know. I'm unfamiliar with that world of tattoos.
For sure.
How many tattoos do you think you get? You have to go back random, different times. I thought it was just one.
I know a lot of people who've said,
really?
You know, because you can only sit in the chair and do so much.
Right.
Especially if it's like what they call like shaded and colored in. And, you know, they'll say, okay, well, I'm going to get the outline done.
Yeah.
That'll heal. Then I'll go back in a few weeks and get the rest done.
Well,
do you remember, Biggie, you've got one tattoo, right? The Irish kind of cross?
Yeah.
What did yours cost? Do you remember?
$75.
Yeah, but that's a long time ago. What did it cost
in
today?
Tijuana?
I bet it cost $150 today.
Who knows? That guy, I was his last customer of the day. He was just like, $75, come sit in the chair.
Oh, yeah. How long did it take?
Maybe 20 minutes.
Did he draw it on you first or just?
He did. He did like trace it on and then just, I was drunk. Yeah. He may have been drunk.
Yeah.
We were all drunk.
Where were you?
San Diego.
San Diego.
Near Tijuana.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you regret it?
Yeah, I do now.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Of course, yeah.
Yes.
At the time, no, but now, yeah.
Now, yes. That's all I want to hear.
Yeah.
Now you're titillated.
Mm-hmm.
That's Titillation Tuesday.
And you know, I fought through the phase where I wanted to get a sleeve, too.
I remember.
Yeah, remember that?
Oh, yeah.
Fought that phase.
You're glad now.
Yeah, yeah. I wouldn't. Yeah, mostly I just wouldn't do the money.
You
want to
do it now, right?
The you money. Just get the blood pressure sleeve tattooed on the your arm.
That's what I'll get. I should get across my knuckles. Diet Coke.
Yeah.
Four cross, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, the blood pressure cuff.
Yeah.
With like the
yeah.
The stethoscope thing coming off of it. That thing they pump up coming off of it. God knows I had high blood pressure last year. Imagine it now.
Oh, yeah.
Through the roof. Things through the roof now.